All right. Hey, welcome to The Secret Is You. My name is Chris Ciccanelli, and I'm super excited about sharing today with you how to market your business during COVID. Now, I know a lot of people are sitting back going, well, what are we going to talk about here today, Chris? What do you mean talking about marketing your business during COVID? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I see so many people making so many bad marketing choices, and I see so many people leading with discounting, so many people leading with, you know, not making the most profit that they possibly can make during this time, and just basically trading activities and trading dollars. I don't know if that's the right thing to do, because if I'm going to work for something, I want to make sure that I'm also profitable, right? I want to make sure that I'm doing the right thing. Now, I'm okay with given a discount, right? But not on everything, not leading with everything. So today, in today's world, what we need to think about is how are we going to market our business? Because marketing matters. And I will tell you the biggest thing. And if you're a business that is out there right now that is doing well, that is doing amazing, that are doing some really good stuff, you need to share it. You need to be able to, number one, reassure your customers that your business is doing good, but also not just reassure your customers that your business is doing good. I think more than anything, you need to reassure them that you're open. You know how many people that I have to like get online now to figure out if somebody's actually in business anymore or what their hours of operation are or what's actually going on. I'm seeing this more and more and more that people today need to be reassured that that business is still working. The business is still open. The business has probably also changed how they are doing things. Now, I know with Pure Romance, that's the biggest thing that we're talking about right now, right? We had to pivot. We had to kind of move some things around. We had to understand that we are doing amazing from a business perspective. Everything has changed, though, for us. We're not just doing in-home parties. We're not just a party planning company anymore. We're an event company. We're doing online events. We're doing social selling events. We're doing mega team events. We're doing in-home events. But we got to reassure it with customer testimonials. We got to reassure it with, you know, telling people that we're still open, telling people how business is operating today. I think that's a huge thing today in today's world is that we got to make sure that we're reassuring the customer because there are so many people that don't know what's happening in the world today with a lot of changes, a lot of restaurants going out, a lot of hospitality going out, a lot of businesses basically changing their hours of operation of when they will serve or not serve people. And that's in the retail game, especially. It's all changed. We understand in marketing, we understand in branding, we got to tell the customer what's going on. We got to reassure them that everything's going good. We got to reassure them the business is there. We got to reassure them the products are, and the efficacy of the products are amazing. The other thing too is making sure we're staying connected with our customers. People, we got to make sure we're meeting people where they're at. Like if you're on Facebook, right? And your customers aren't on Facebook, you better find out where they're at. If they're on Instagram or if they're on Twitter or if they're on TikTok. Now, I will tell you, some of us sit back and go, oh my God, I'm not going to get on TikTok. Well, if your customers are on TikTok and that's where you need to make money, you need to get your butt on TikTok. Now, my kids keep teaching me new moves like the whoa. If you know what the whoa is, I'm doing it right now. They're teaching me all the like the different like rock star, you know, all the things that I need to understand. I'm definitely not the hip dad. I will tell you right now, I need to work on my TikTok moves. I need to work on it. And when they do show me that kind of stuff, it does take me a little bit longer to actually learn. But what, I'm digressing here. But what I'm really getting into is this. We got to make sure that we're meeting our customers where they're at. That means if they're email, that means text messaging, it means staying connected with them is a very important piece of business. It's a very important piece of building a brand because people will remember you because you're not the one that went and buried your head in the sand. There's so many companies and businesses that have not communicated. They don't know what to say. They don't know what to do. Don't be one of them. Meet your customers where they're at. The other thing too is this. Make sure that you're refreshing your packaging, refreshing your end-to-end. You know, I think that's an important piece for business owners today is take a look at your processes. What does your sale process look like? I will tell you before, right, pre-COVID, you know, Pure Romance process was pretty simple. We would, you know, a consultant would order product with us. We would ship that product to her. She would then go load it in a bin and then go and do a party, right? And then, you know, actually have somebody go into a private shopping room. That private shopping room, they would actually, you know, work with the customer, sit down, talk about it, make sure the experience is right, put it in a, you know, a bag, and then, yay, they're off, right? And then there would be follow-up. Well, that process is only one of the processes that take place. But that was 95% of our business and how our business operated. Today, it's a lot different. I would say it's probably 50-50. I think we're doing 50% in-home, and I think we're doing 50% that's online. And you can't just send an experience, you know, in the mail to somebody without having the same experience they would feel at the party. You want to make sure that you're thinking about what is the messaging inside of that box going to look like? How does it show up? Does it look like a gift? Because I will tell you right now, when somebody sits down and has a party or sits down in the shopping room, it's a gift, man. They're like learning so much. They're valuing the time that they have together with each other. How do you make that same experience, you know, when you're in the delivery process of the sale process, right? Important. So take a look at the packaging. Take a look at making sure that the messaging side. And the other thing too is this. I think more than ever, where I see some businesses fail is they fail because they forget about the last piece. And the last piece is the follow-up, right? Following back up. What does your follow-up text look like? What does your follow-up messaging look like? What does your follow-up system look like? Because typically when you give somebody a product, you know, you're face-to-face with them before pre-COVID, right? You're face-to-face. Now, you're not seeing their expressions when they get their product. You're not seeing the expressions when they open it. So it is important for you as a business owner to make sure that you're following back up. Does she like? Do they, you know, is there something you could do differently for them? Have you created and completed the experience that they're looking for? Important. The other thing too, I think customers are looking for today, because there's so much confusion and there's a lot of noise, by the way, people, there's a lot of noise out there in the marketplace, especially online. Oh my goodness. If you haven't been online in a while, I don't know what to tell you, but there are people hitting you left and right. Everybody is digitally marketing these days. Everybody. I mean, you know, even my friend that's got an embroidery company that's, you know, like, you know, doing in the basement, you know, of their house, doing that Cricut thing, right? They have a Facebook thing. I mean, it's crazy. They're doing social media, they're doing SEO, they're doing all that kind of stuff. So we as a society are definitely getting inundated with these ads. But what happens is that I don't think people are making the decision for that customer any easier. I think that's our job when we market, is that we have to complete the experience. We talk about that a lot on you know, Rise and Grind. I talk a lot about that here on the podcast, but we have to put packages together. We got to complete the experience for the customer. I never want to see a customer buy something and go, oh, by the way, I wish I would have gotten that with it. No, that's my job to make sure that they walk away with that. Even if I'm going to have to do a little bit of discounting to make sure that they get the experience they want, because I understand I'm trying to build a customer for life. I'm not just trying to build a shopper. I don't want somebody just coming in and buying from me. I want them to talk about that, because in today's world, more than ever, testimonials, people doing recommendations, people giving you kind of soft selling, that's important. We want to hear that. I want people to talk about our product like, oh my gosh, I use this, or oh my gosh, this is an amazing product, or like Muscle Rub, right? Muscle Rub is probably one of our best products that we have launched this year. And I want people to talk about that. That gets into the next piece, which is this. In marketing today, and more than ever, I will tell you, I think soft selling is way better, way, way better than being pushy. I'm meeting people all the time that are being those pushy salespeople that will, you know, constantly be, you know, you need to buy this, or they like, if you don't buy it, somebody else is going to buy it. Like, okay, great. Then let somebody else buy it. I mean, like, I don't want you to push you on me. I want people to be in that soft selling mode, and I want them to be figuring out problems for their customers, for the people that are doing business with them. What I mean by that is soft selling is, hey, it is January, right? It is, you know, in the winter here in the United States. And when we think about that, so many people, you know, love the little vitamin D, but we're not able to really go outside. Well, what about Cocoa Glow? What about making sure that we're putting products like Body Boost and we're taking and doing some self-care with it? Or, hey, listen, we're getting our daily routine on. How come we're not showing some of that? That's soft selling, because what people want to know is, what are you using? Especially if they're in your friend group, they're going to want to know, hey, what is it that you're doing? What is it that you're using? That's that soft selling. Because if people see you using it, you're starting to get results from it, you're not going to have to be the pushy person. And I think that that's one of the biggest misnomers, is that you got to push, push, push. I'm okay with pushy. I joke sometimes about making sure you follow up, you know, until you get a restraining order. But don't be the person that's like, you know, like all of a sudden, like just, we got to get that done, and you're showing up at somebody's house. LTV. lifetime value. I don't think people think about that when they're marketing. I don't think people think about that. I think too many people think about the wham, the walking around money. I think too many people think about the short term and not the long term. What I will tell you is this, is every time I do business, every time I market, every time I follow up, it's not the follow up for the next sale. It's the follow up to make sure that they're going to stay with me forever. Retention in today's business, today's platform is basically the new kind of product. It is like everybody keeps saying, what's the new thing that people need to be thinking about? It's retention, because people have the on and off switch, man. The on and off switch, if they want to do, you know, radio, on and off switch, if they're going to do Hulu or Netflix, the on and off switch, are they going to answer email, not answer email, the on and off switch for all these other things. And they also have the on and off switch if they're going to do business with you. That's the LTV. LTV is the lifetime value. We've got to understand that every time we're doing something, every time it's a marketing message, every time it's an interaction with a customer, every time it's going out there and talking about our business, what we have to think about is, what are we saying and will it keep people doing business with us in the future? Those are the things I think we have to think about as we're marketing, especially in today's time. Be a problem solver, not a problem. There's a lot of people that are marketing today that are doing the wrong thing. Be the problem solver for your customers, for your friends, for your family, making sure that they understand that you'll be there for the problem of pain, or there might be a problem because they have a lack of pleasure that's going on. Be there for them for that. That's what's going to go out there, win the day. Listen, remember one thing. You get to design where you're going. You're listening to this podcast for a reason. You're listening to this because you want to get better. I appreciate you coming here every day. I appreciate you taking and listening to this, because I think at the end of the day, we can make our businesses better together. Make sure you go up, subscribe. Make sure that you come back. Keep listening. I appreciate you being here. The secret is you. And don't forget that. Go win the day.